Okay, so what I want to talk about with you the next couple of times that we meet is the Heter Mechira in general. Heter Mechira is the richest topic in Shemitah in recent years. It is extremely controversial, but it also led to a huge amount of Torah. The basic idea of the Heter Mechira, I think we all know, is that keeping Shemitah is very difficult. And because it's difficult to keep Shemitah, so many Gedolim and Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan was make on the Heter Mechira, and others were make on the Heter Mechira. Many Gedolim came up with this idea that, you know what we're going to do? What we'll do is we'll sell the land of Eretz Yisrael to a non-Jew, and thereby it won't be Jewish land, and this will remove the Isurim of Shemitah, and people will be able to earn a living. Because you have to remember that for the old Yishuv, right, that was very agricultural. For us today in Eretz Yisrael, right, for us in Eretz Yisrael, so it's all high tech. But at that time, when everything was agricultural, so you needed to have a year, or else people would die. And in fact, in Shemitah of 1881, the Badat Eder Charedis did not approve of the Heter Mechira, and Jews died. No? Jews died in Shemitah of 1881. Shemitah in 1888 already, the Heter Mechira became more nafutz. The Rav of Yafo at that time, Rav Kook's predecessor. Rav Kook is not the one who started the Heter Mechira. Rav Kook's predecessor in Yafo, officially Yafo was near all the farms, so the Rav of Yafo was responsible for the Heter Mechira. He made it firmer, and then people did it more, and people didn't die. But it was a big, big, big issue. Yeah.
People died. I mean, Pekuach Nefesh is.
So Pekuach Nefesh is Pekuach Nefesh. Again, no one knew that people would. No one knew that people would die, obviously. But at the same time, you know, we have to figure out, though, whether Heter Mechira makes sense in the year 5775. No? Even, well, next year will be, Shemitah will be 5775.
Yeah.
So we're going to have to figure out whether Heter Mechira makes sense now or not. Remember, today the issue then wasn't just individual farmers, it was maintaining an entire yeshiv. You have Jews who moved to Eretz Yisrael, they're trying to build a state. If we're going to have one bad year right at the beginning, it'll knock us out. Right? And we'll never get off the ground. So therefore, many Gedolim supported the Heter Mechira. Many Gedolim were opposed to the Heter Mechira. Huge lists back and forth of supporters versus opponents. What we'll try to do is to learn through the sugya that Heter Mechira is based on, the one basic sugya. Now, what we are doing now is we are following Rav Kook in Shabbat Haaretz. Rav Kook wrote Shabbat Haaretz, I think, for Shemitah of 1910. Shabbat Haaretz basically is about the Heter Mechira. The whole Mavo is about Heter Mechira. Then he gives you the a perush on the Rambam and Hilchos Shviyos line by line. But the whole introduction is about Heter Mechira. And first, at the beginning, so Rav Kook says maybe kedai who certain shitos to rely on b'shas hadchak. There are certain Rishonim who hold that Shemitah Bizman Hazeh isn't Dairaisa, it's not Rabbanon, it's a Chumra Ba'alma.
But
so whether it's a Din Dairaisa or Din Rabbanon, we'll have to talk about. That's going to be a major theme that we discuss tonight. But the fact is, there are many Rishonim who. There are some Rishonim, I shouldn't say many, there are some Rishonim who assume that Shemitah is just Tamazaya Chumra. If it's just a Chumra, so Rav Kook first says, maybe you can rely on those Rishonim, that a Chumra doesn't apply anymore, end of discussion. But then he says, no, that's too Dachuk, these are very minority positions among the Rishonim. So then he says that the Heter Mechira is based on Rov Kamayu Basrai, it's based on the majority of Shitas HaRishonim, who say that Shemitah Bizman Hazeh is Dirabbanan, and as such, we will paskin yesh kinyan la'akum la'hafgiya. That when the goy acquires Eretz Yisrael, it's going to be mafgiya from the, it'll be mafgiya from the kedusha sa'aretz or the mitzvah sa'aretz. We'll have to discuss, and that is the real heter mechira is based on that because it's the rabbanon. We'll say yesh kinyan, and now we'll have to learn the sugya to try to understand what he meant.
The rabbanon l'cholodeos, isn't it? It's not a daras according to anybody because Yovel is not knowing.
So we'll have to learn the Gemara in Gittin and Daf Lamed Vav. We have to learn the Gemara in Gittin Daf Lamed Vav about that. It's not abundantly clear. The Kesef Mishnah would tell you that according to the Rambam, Shemitah Bezmanaza is the Eraisa. Kesef Mishnah, Rambam, Shulchan Aruch. Kesef Mishnah is like a big dude in the history of Halacha, right? Elway, that's an official term. Right? So let's learn the sugya. Whether yesh kinyan la'akum hafkiya or not, gitin mem zayin. Amar Rabba, afal pi she'en kinyan la'akum be'eretz yisrael la'hafkiya midei ma'iser, she'nemar ki li ha'aretz, li kedushas ha'aretz, but yesh kinyan la'akum be'eretz yisrael la'achbor b'boril sichin u'ma'arils, she'nemar ha'shamayin shamayin la'ashem, v'aretz nasan of ne'odam. Odom. In other words, Rabba holds that if I sell my field to a goy, the goy is allowed to dig boros sichin ma'aros. The goy has a kinyan that he owns the land. But ain kinyan la'akum, insofar as it still is going to be chayiv in ma'iser. Right? That's Rabba's shita. It's chayiv ma'iser. Ain kinyan with respect to ma'iser. Rebbe Lazar Omer. Afal pi sheyesh kinyan la'akum etzol lafkia midei ma'iser, shenemar degon chav lo degan ovid kochavim. Avol ein kinyan la'akum lachbar baboris sichin ma'aros shenemar la'shem ha'aretz.
It's
the opposite. In other words, according to Rebbe Lazar, what happens is that when a goy buys a field in Eretz Yisrael, by the way, you have to warn the goy, or else this is Geneva Stas. By the way, goy, you're buying the field. You only have kinyan peiris. You don't have engin kinyan on the guf hakarka. You can't dig holes in the ground, dear goy. But when the goy buys the land, that the produce in that land is going to be putter from Meiser. Right? So Rebbe Lozer holds yesh kinyin la'akum la'hafkiya from Meiser, but ein kinyin on the guf hakarka. Okay, that's what the Gemara says. It's exactly opposite shitos. Now, of course, in Svara, this really requires a lot of thought. Right? According to Rebbe Lozer, let's think about it. I buy the land. So who owns the land, the Jew or the guy?
Guy buys it.
Right? Rebbe Lazar holds, the guy who buys it doesn't really own the land because the guy can't dig holes. So who owns it? The mocher, the Jew who owned it beforehand, is the real owner. Yet, afilu hachi, according to Rebbe Lazar, it's potter from Meiser. Why would that be? If the Jew owns it, why should it be potter from Meiser?
Meiser's totally in the fruits, not
the land. So Meiser's totally in the fruits. It's a din in peiros, not on the karka. So you're suggesting this entire machlokas is not about karka, it's about peiros. Okay, put that in your hat, hold it, it's a very good svara. Rabbi Chiyo Michal Tukachinsky in the Sefer HaShemitah, Rabbi Chiyo Michal was a goy na'ilam, no? He wrote the Gesher HaChaim in Avelos. That's like the classic work that people use in Avelos. My father told me, b'shem his Rebbe, b'shem Rav Pinchas Hirschsprung, that they said that Rabbi Chaim Michal Tukachinsky, had he was a math genius, and had he gone into math, he would have like solved all the world's math issues or something. He was like the real deal.
He wrote on the Dateline also, didn't
he? He wrote on the Dateline. He wrote about everything. He was a Mamashain. A guy in Olam, and he writes very nice. It's very nicely written. So Rabbi Chiyo Michal in his Sefer entertains that we could say that the machlokas between Rebbe Lozer and the Chachamim is about Rebbe Lozer and Rabba is about the peiros rather than about right rather than the karka itself. That alternatively, we could use different terminology, which is a distinction between kinyin mamin and kinyin iser. Now, just like we have the Avnei Meluim discusses at the beginning of Maseches Kedushin, everyone calls it Avnei Meluim. When I buy my wife, I don't do that. No, I don't buy my wife, right? I have a kinyin iser in my wife. No, the limud of kinyan from Stay Ephron doesn't mean that you mamish have a kinyan mumin. It's a kinyan iser, presumably. No, this concept exists. So one could contend that the machlokas between Rabban and Rabban Elazar is along the terms of kinyan mumin and kinyan iser. Or we could say, we said before, it's a difference between kinyan haguf and kinyan peiros. We'll have to talk about that as we move on. So far, so good? Now, how do I paskin? Do I paskin like Rabba? I paskin like Rabban Elazar? Rambam. Rambam Trumas Aleph Yud. Akum shekon kaka be'eretz Yisrael, lo hifgi'uha min ha-mitzvis, ela harehi b'kedusha sa. Lefikach im chaza Yisrael v'locha mimenu, eina kikibush yachid, ela mafash Trumas ha-maisris, umevi b'kurim v'akom min ha-toy, v'ki alon nimkur la'akom me'olam, b'yeshin yilakom in Surya, etc. So what's the Rambam saying? The Rambam is paskening that ain kinyan la'akum lahafkiya from Trumas and Maisers, no? A goy who buys karka in Eretz Yisrael, lo hifki'uha min ha-mitzvahs. So l'cha'ora, at first glance, this means that there's no din of heter mechira, no? The Rambam is paskening that there's zero heter mechira, because he paskens, like Rebbe Elazar, that ain kinyan lahafkiya. Correct? Mm-hmm. Aye. So what's the heter mechira based on? So there are two ways of saying what it's based on. Two totally different ways. The Kesef Mishnah has a diuk in this Rambam. How does the Rambam formulate in King and La'akam? Read this Rambam Aleph Yud again. There's like a shtickle chiddush in the way the Rambam formulates it. Okay, I'll also give you another thing to think about. According to the Rambam, is Yesh King or in King is a din on the peiros, is it a din on the karka? It's a din on the karka. How do you know? So shekona karka doesn't mean that it's a din on the karka. It means I buy karka, so the kedusha still remains, and therefore I take off trumas and maisis. That's what the Rambam is saying. But where do I see that for the Rambam it's a din on the karka? Harehi b'kedushasa. That's, I would say, a quarter of a diuk, but there's a full diuk. Keep on reading. Kibush yachid. What's the Rambam saying? Yeah. I would have thought that when I, as a Jew, buy karka back from the guy, that's called kibush yachid. That is conquest of an individual, which doesn't do anything in halacha. Right. Zuck the Rambam, no, right? Zuck the Rambam, no. When the guy, right, yeah, the guy who bought it didn't take away the kedusha, therefore it's not like kibush yachid. You get an impression from the Rambam, the fact that he's being medamer to kibush indicates that it's halacha on the karka. So far, so good? Point two is the Kesef Mishnah has a diuk in the Rambam, which is interesting. The Rambam does not say that when the karka is by the goy, there is a chiyuv of trumas and maisers. The Rambam is saying when the Jew buys it back from the goy. You see that?
Yeah.
Zok the Kesef Mishnah. And he says this also in his Tshuvas, Avkas Rochel, right? He says, one second, that implies that Kol's man, it's by the guy, it's really putter from Shumas and Maisers, etc. That would tell me that maybe what we do with Heter Mechira is good. Because you're right, when the Jew buys it back from the guy, it's going to be Chayef again. But Kol's man is by the guy, and you read the Rambam carefully, it's Meduyak. Right? As I state in Rambam, the Rambam is saying that Kol's man, it's by the guy, it's putter from Trumas and Maisris. So maybe that's the heter of our heter Mechira, Bizman Hazeh. Not bad. But the Kesef Mishnah's Diuk, Maran HaRav Kook points out in the Shabbat Ha'aret, that many disagree with the Kesef Mishnah's Diuk. It's not abundantly clear. It's just like a Metzias. The Metzias is, of course, when it's by the guy, there's going to be no Trumas and Maisris. That's nothing to talk about. Fine. So what's our Heter Mechira based upon? So it's based on the Hemshech of the Gemara. Let's go back to the top of the Gemara again. Tashma. The Gemara's Machlokas. Rabba says, Yesh kinyan la'akum la'afkiya. And Rebbe Elazar says, Ein kinyan la'akum. Tashma. Yisrael shalakach sadeh me'ovi kochavim. Ashlo hivya shlish. He buys a field before it grows a third. Havas shlish is considered gidol by tevuah. V'chazar u'machra lo mishevi yishlish, and then the Yisrael sells it back to the guy after shlish happened. Chayevus b'maiser, shekvar nischayva. Since the chiyuv sets in, havas shlish sets in, the one's biyag Yisrael, so the chiyuv was already then. So the Gemara says, nischayva in, lo nischayva lo. Right? It sounds like it was chayiv by the Jew. Had it not been chayiv by the Jew, so then you'd be potter. Doesn't that imply that yish kinyan la'akom lahafkiyah? And for the Gemara, hacha b'mayaskin, and in Surya, because sava kibush yachid, lo shmei kibush. The Gemara says that in Surya, what's Surya? Surya is Aram Tzova, that's Aleppo. No? In Surya, so we hold kibush yachid, in Surya we hold yish kinyan la'akom lahafkiyah. Meaning to say, and this is what the Rambam paskins, Aleph Yud, that same Rambam, even though we hold like Rebbe Lazar, the Ein Kinyan Lafkiyah, but that's only in Eretz Yisrael proper. But in Surya, we'll say Yesh Kinyan. Good? And how does this help me for our Heter Mechira? So we have to understand why is Surya different than regular Eretz Yisrael. So Zakt Rashi, Surya is different because Maaser in Surya is Derabbanan. Says Rav Kook, and everyone who held of the Heter Mechira says the same thing. Well, if that's the case, so what you're telling me is that when it's a Din D'Oraisa, you hold Ein Kinyan La'akom. When it's a Din D'Rabbanan, you hold Yesh Kinyan. So far, so good? And once I have the Gemara in Gittin and Daf Lamed Vav, the next sugya, where the Gemara asks, how could Hillel institute Prusbol, right, if Shemitah's Meshamet Minat Torah. Zok the Gemara talking about Shemitah Bizman Hazer, which is Dirabbanan, because since there's no Yovel, there's no Shemitah. So since Shemitah Bizman Hazer is Dirabbanan, so Memela, what we have today is a Din Dirabbanan, and the Dirabbanan, just like by Surya, we say Yesh King Lahafkiya. So for the Dirabbanan, we say Yesh King Lahafkiya, and the Heter Mechira is back. This is official Heter Mechira Lumdis, point 1a. So again, there's a bit of a detail machlokes between Rashi and Tosis and Lamed Vav in Gittin about how to understand that. But the Gemara says that Shemitah is Derabbanan.
Yeah.
Gemara says Shemitah is Derabbanan. Okay, Shemitah. Now, it happens that it's not abundantly clear that we paskin that Shemitah is Derabbanan. The Kesef Mishnah himself understands that according to the Rambam, Shemitah Bizman Hazeh is Do'iraisa. If Shemitah is Do'iraisa, so then we paskin Ein Kinyan Lahafkiyah. No? But if you hold that Shemitah is Derabbanan, so then we'll say Yesh Kinyan Lahafkiyah based on the Limud from Surya. Now, why would Shemitah Bizman Hazeh be Derabbanan? So there are two possible ways of saying this. One way of saying it is, look at Rashi in, look at the Gemara in Sanhedrin Chavav and the Rashi over there. Sanhedrin Chavav tells me that Reb Yanai, and some people have the Girsa Rav, and that Reb Yanai, Rav Kook makes a big deal about that, Kidemachas Reb Yanai puku v'zaru b'shvius mishum arnona. He said that go out and plant during Shemitah mishum arnona. Arnona means that the guy owned the land. Since we don't pay our taxes, so the land really belongs to the guy. Or since if we wouldn't pay our taxes, the guy would take away our land. So if the land belongs to the guy, and because it's the guy's land, you can plant during Shemitah. Rashi learns, since Shemitah Bizman Hazeh Derabbanan, Debatla Kedusha Sa'aret. Now those words in Rashi, Debatla Kedusha Sa'aret, are a very big deal. What Rashi is probably saying when he comments, Butla Kedusha Sa'aret, is that Rashi probably holds that Kedusha Shniya Lo Kidsha. That's probably what Rashi holds, which is the Shita of the Sefer HaTruma. The Sefer HaTruma, Rabbeinu Baruch, was one of the main Talmidim of the Ri. The Goin in Simin Shin Lamed Aleph, this is Os Vav in the Gra that I give you. The Gra paskins this way also. That Kidsha, that Kedusha Shania, Lo Kidsha La Asid Level. Meaning to say that there's no longer Kedusha Saretz Yisrael. So Kedusha Saretz Yisrael is gone. It doesn't exist, Bizman Hazeh. No? That's one Mahalach. Another. Now, Toisvis, by the way,
which would fly in the face of the Gemara says there's a chiv to live in Eretz Yisrael, right?
Right, so how could it be that there's a mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael? So first of all, Rabbeinu Chaim Cohen in the Tosafot in Ksuba says there's no mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael anymore. Does the mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael have to do with Kedushas HaAretz or not? Is a whole other shiur. It could be that the mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael is about the Hashras HaShechina in Eretz Yisrael, not about the specific mitzvahs. Kedushas HaAretz means that there are mitzvahs that I have to do. The reason to live in Eretz Yisrael, if you hold it's a mitzvah d'orayis, says because this is the land, Asher Eini Hashem Elokecha Ba, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's land. It could be it has nothing to do, right? Look at the Gemara in Saita Daf Yudalet. V'chi mipnei ma nis'av Moshe Rabbeinu likanes la'aretz, frankly Gemara. V'chi lecho mipirya? Who tzarech? Right? V'lis baya mituva? Right? Sounds like ala michya, not Gemara. So to Yudala. Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to eat the fruit of Eretz Yisrael? No! Zuck the Gemara. Why did Moshe Rabbeinu want to go into Eretz Yisrael? Right? For the mitzvahs. Now, how we learn that Gemara in terms of the mitzvah Yishuv Haaretz Bizman Hazeh, is it only for the mitzvah, so are we saying that there's a bigger idea of Yishuv Haaretz Al Tashras HaShechina is a very big shiur, but the fact is, there are Rishonim, Rabbeinu Baruch and Rashi seem to say that but la Kedusha Zaretz at Kedusha Shniya lo Kitchalasa. Now, the Rambam does not paskin that way, no? The Rambam paskins that Kedusha Shniya is Kitchala Asir. That's the Rambam in Aleph of Trumas Halacha Hey. I don't think I printed it out for you. The Rambam says that the Kedusha Shniya is Kitchala Asir Lavo. So therefore, that approach won't help for the Rambam. But why else might there not be Kedusha in Eretz Yisrael? Why else my Shemitah? By the way, I give you the Kesef Mishnah right over here, who says that Shemitah Bismanaz as Min HaTaira. See that little, there's a Rambam in Shemitah Yovo Yud Tes. And the Kesef Mishnah there, right? That on the second side of the page, the Rambam and the Kesef, yeah, right? Yeah. The Kesef Mishnah understands according to the Rambam. Again, there's a little bit of girsa issue about where you put that word midivrehem, but the Rambam the Kesef Mishnah understands the Rambam that Shemitah Bismana says Dairaisa. Okay, so let's just review. If Shemitah's min hatayra, we'll say in king lakim lafkiya. But if Shemitah is Durabon, we'll say yesh king lakim lafkiya because it's like Surya. That is the basic approach of Rav Kook. Why would Shemitah today be Durabbanon? Two possible reasons. One reason is that Shemitah is Durabbanon because there's no Kedushas HaAretz. Another reason why Shemitah is Durabbanon is because the Dinyan to Yovel. No? The Dinyan to Yovel. Like the Gemara says. Meaning to say that Shemitah is only Minatayra is going to lead to Yovel. There's no Yovel. There's no Shemitah Minatayra. End of discussion. Now that's not about Kedushas HaAretz. That's about Shemitah and Yovel. Right? In other words, it could be that Eretz Yisrael is b'kedushasa le'inyin shrumas and maisus and everything. But for Shemitah, it's not. Good? So now, we're making progress. We have two mahalchim. Why do I need these two mahalchim? I need these two mahalchim because the Beis Halevi, Rabbi Yosha Ber Soloveitchik, when the first issue of the Heter Mechira came up in the 1880s, so all the Gedolim wrote back and forth, and the Beis Halevi was opposed to the Heter Mechira, no? Beis Halevi said the Heter Mechira is not going to help. Why not? Zuck the Beis Halevi because as follows. You are a whole raya that Heter Mechira helps is because you hold Yesh Kinyin on a Drabanon. But what's the source in the Gemara for Drabanons? Surya. Surya is Aleppo, is Syria. No? You don't want to be there today. Bad place. Right? ISIS, whatever it is. But the fact is, Surya is an area that does not have any Kedushas HaAretz. Ken Zion says the Beis Halevi, that in an area like Eretz Yisrael, where there is Kedushas HaAretz, but Shemitah doesn't apply for technical reasons, so therefore you can't be Medama et Surya.
Surya
is close enough to Eretz Yisrael that Arutzos Hasmuchos and Dovid HaMelech conquered it. Then the first pack of Gittin says the Dovid HaMelech conquered, and Rashi quotes from the Sifre that Samach Lepaltrin Shulchanoki Vashta Vata Holei Fekoyvish Aram Naharayim Aram Tzova. Right. The fact is that Surya is an area that was conquered by Dovid HaMelech Kibush Yachid. It's close to Eretz Yisrael. Has no Kedushas HaAretz, but there are certain mitzvahs that apply. So therefore, Zuck the Beis Halevi, I can't be Medama Surya to Eretz Yisrael. Even though Eretz Yisrael, the Kedushas Durabbanon, even though Eretz Yisrael Shemitah's Durabbanon today, because it's a different type of Durabbanon. Surya's Durabbanon because it's not Eretz Yisrael. But Shemitah's the Rabbanan, even though it is Eretz Yisrael. Now, many Acharonim point out, the Rav has this in his Shirim on Sanhedrin Chavav, and Rabbi Ganak quotes this from the Rav in his Sefer, Gan Shoshan and Simen Nun Zayin. They all point out, they say, one second, the Beis Halevi's Taina really depends on the two reasons that we mentioned beforehand. If the Sefer Akshuma and Rashi is correct, that there is no Kedusha in Eretz Yisrael B'zman Hazeh, because Kedusha Shnia lo Kedusha Asad, so we could say it's the same as Surya. But if we hold like the other reason, that the reason why there's no Shemitah Min HaTorah is because of... Right, because there's no Yovel, so then it's not Doma to Surya. That is what the Rav said. Rabbi Ganak has a wrinkle, right? The Rav had a famous distinction elsewhere between Shem Eretz Yisrael and Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. There's certain mitzvahs that aren't Tluyos Ba'aretz, Smicha, no? You can only give Smicha in Eretz Yisrael. Smicha isn't an agricultural mitzvah. I can only give an Eretz Yisrael. Teretz is, it's a din hashras hashkin and Shem Eretz Yisrael, no? Toysen Gittin and Daf Beis discusses this and elsewhere. Okay, so one could contend that there's never a dimyum between Surya and Eretz Yisrael because Surya lacks Shem Eretz Yisrael, but Eretz Yisrael has Shem Eretz Yisrael. But be it as it may, this is the first stage of the conversation about Heter Mechira. Now, comes along Reb Chaim. And Reb Chaim has an inference from a Rambam that's worth going into that might defend the entire problem. Again, we have a din called Heter Mechira. Heter Mechira is based on saying, well, since it's Dirabbanan, it's like Surya. And by Surya, we'll say Yesh Kinyan. The Beis Halevi asks, just because it's Dirabbanan doesn't mean it's like Surya. By the way, you should look in Rav Kook, in Shabbat Haaretz, in Perek Yud Aleph of the Mavo, where he entertains this idea of the Beis Halevi. So Rav Kook just doesn't bat an eyelash. He writes, you know what? It's Dirabbanan is Dirabbanan. I don't care if it's Dirabbanan because it's not Eretz Yisrael or if it's Dirabbanan. It doesn't matter. Dirabbanan is Dirabbanan. By Dirabbanan, you say Yesh Kinyan. That's what Rav Kook says. I saw Chagi ben Artzi. Chagi ben Artzi is Binyamin Netanyahu's brother-in-law, no? He's Sarah Netanyahu's brother. He's a professor in Bar Ilan, I think. So he has a book about Polmos Binyanei Shemitah Mamadosha HaRav Kook. Interesting little book that he has. So over there,
he's a Shomer Mitzvahs.
Absolutely. Yeah. He's a Shomer Torah Mitzvahs. He's Binyamin Netanyahu's brother-in-law. Right? Chagi Ben Aretzi. So Chagi Ben Aretzi, in his book, he writes as follows. He says that the machlokas between Rav Kook and the Beis Halevi is basically machlokas, are you a brisker or you're not a brisker? No, there's Rav Kook, isn't it? Don't give me fancy lumdis. I don't care what. Drop on us, drop on them. Black drop on them. I don't care. That's his argument. I think that's a little too, pardon the expression, balabatish to defend it. But at the same time, Rav Kook mentions this Beis Halevi, but he doesn't bat an eyelash. Is there any way of defending the Beis Halevi? So again, we can defend the Beis Halevi if you hold like Rashi, and the Gruz seems to hold like Rashi, that there's no Kedusha Sa'aretz at all. But alternatively, we could say a Mahalach based on the Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim has a diuk in this Rambam of Trumis Aleph Chavav. Hachrum v'zman hazeh afir b'makam shechziku ole bavel v'afilu b'mei Ezra eina min ha-Torah ela midivrehen. Zot Rambam hachrum v'zman hazeh es drabonon. She'enu chachrum shal Torah ela b'Eretz Yisrael bovad v'zman sheko Yisrael sham she'nema ki tavau b'yas kolchem. Right? The Rambam tells me that Trum is only min ha-Torah if you have b'yas kolchem. Now, everyone asks Akasha, they say, one second, Maimonides, Rambam, dude, Jew, what are you talking about? Right? There's a pasuk of Ki Tavo'u of Bias Kolchem by Truma. There ain't no such pasuk of Ki Tavo'u by... There's a pasuk by Chala, yeah. And there's a pasuk by Shvius. The word Ki Tavo'u appears in the Torah by Chala, by Shvius. It doesn't appear by Truma. It doesn't appear by Truma. Zot Reb Chaim in Sefer in Perek Yud Beis Shvius. This is an official Reb Chaim. It made it to the book. Reb Chaim says that when the Rambam talks about Ki Tavo, the Rambam means the Ki Tavo by Shvius. And the Rambam is saying a Yesod like this, that Truma and Meiser is connected to Shvius. How do I know? Because think about it. Meisers go by a cycle. Years 1, 2 versus year 3. That's year 1 and 2 of Shemitah. year three of Shemitah. Right? It's all based on a cycle. So Maisus is based on Shemitah. Since by Shemitah there's a requirement of Kisavohu, so therefore Truma also has a requirement. Truma and Maisus have a requirement of Kisavohu. That's point one for Chaim. Then point two for Chaim is a big chiddush, but it seems to be pretty poshut. Once we got to this point, Reb Chaim says, you know what? Ki tavo'u means that the Kedusha Sa'aretz is infused the moment you entered Eretz Yisrael. The moment you went in. That's ki tavo'u. Okay. That means, when I put it all together, says Reb Chaim, that for purposes of Shemitah, Eretz Yisrael lacks its Kedusha. Because there's no Bias Kochem. For other dinim, Eretz Yisrael might have Kedusha. But for Shemitah, Kisavo'u means there's no Kedusha Sa'aretz for Eretz Yisrael. So basically what Reb Chaim is saying is, you know what, Beis HaLevi, you have a time that Surya doesn't have Kedusha Sa'aretz, right? So it has Kedusha Sa'aretz. So like Reb Chaim, no! For Shemitah, Eretz Yisrael doesn't have Kedusha Sa'aretz, because Kisavo'u, only if you have Bias Kochem. Bias Kochem means that you need representatives of all 12 Shmatim, you have to divide the land up. That's Bias Kochem. You don't have Bias Kochem, it's not Doraisa. That's Reb Chaim's approach. Okay. Let's just talk about two or three more things. Kevan, Sheigan, Lekach. Basically, we have the limud of Yesh Kinyana. We pass an in Kinyana Akam Lahafkiya, but on Surya we say Yesh Kinyan. And therefore, that extends to Shemitah Bizman Hazeh, which is the Rabbanon that will say Yesh Kinyan. Right? That's basically the Mahalach. That's Rav Kook's Mahalach. That's the Mahalach to defend Heter Mechira. Right? The Beis Halevi had his problem. You can't compare Surya. So we had two answers. Either we hold like three answers. Either, okay, right, when Rav Kook isn't the Lamdin, right, that's one answer, right? Answer number two is, no, we hold like the Sefer HaTruma and Rashi is no Kedusha Sa'aretz. And answer three is that for purposes of Shemitah, there's no Kedusha Sa'aretz. That's basically the overview. Now, the Chazon Ish did not like the Heter Mechira, no? And the Chazon Ish basically, there's a point I heard from Rabbi Schrader, the Chazon Ish wrote his Sefer following the Mahalach of Rav Kook in Shabbat Haaretz, but dingsaching, arguing on every point along the way. That's what the Chazon Ish did. So Chazon Ish Aleph Gimel of Shvius, right at the beginning. Chazon Ish says like this, whoa, 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 whoa. He says, let's figure something out. If I hold Yesh Kinyan La'akum La'afgiya, does that apply to everything? Again, we don't paskin like Madam and Yesh Kinyan, but according to Madam and Yesh Kinyan, would it apply to everything? So the Chazon Ish has a simple diak in the Gemara. The Gemara is only talking about Meiser. Zok the Chazon Ish. How can the Gemara only talk about Meiser? There's so many other mitzvot for Yisbaretz. There's Kilayim, there's Orla. How can you talk about Meiser? So the Chazon Ish said that he thinks that we will only say Yesh Kinyan Lahafgiya on mitzvot asay, not on Lavin. Kilayim is fundamentally a lav. Orla is fundamentally a lav. Meiser is fundamentally a mitzvot asay. Therefore, he says, no one in the history of the world ever said that if you would hold Yesh Kinyan La'akum, that it would be a p'tur from Kilayim. Now Rav Kook, by the way, in Shabbat Ara, says, no, it would p'tur from Kilayim, because Rav Kook is medayik in the Rabban that Yesh Kinyan La'akum means that it loses Kedusha Sa'aretz, like we were medayik from that Rabban about Kibush. If it loses Kedusha Sa'aretz, so it's not Eretz Yisrael at all, so they would even exempt you from Kilayim and from Arla, etc. Now, Once the Chazon Ish set a premise that even if you hold Yesh Kinyan, it's only Mafkia from Mitzvah Saseh, not from Lavin. So he says, even though we hold in Kinyan, and in Surya it would be Yesh Kinyan, but still, in Surya also, we're not going to say Yesh Kinyan on Lavin. So far, so good? Now he declares, he goes back a stage, well, let's figure out Shemitah. Is Shemitah fundamentally a Aseh or a Lav? There's both. There's both. But which one is primary? So the Chazon Ish, hems and haws, goes back and forth. He says, maybe this is a reason why the whole Heter Mechira doesn't help. Because, again, since L'shita so, it won't help for Kilayim and for Arla, it also won't help for Shemitah if Shemitah is fundamentally a lav. Right? Very interesting.
But Shabbos Bereishis is also an asay in a lav.
Right. There are many instances, things that's an asay in a lav. Interesting line in the Chazon Ish. It's certainly worth thinking about. One other point that we'll talk about, and then we'll break, We'll only talk about because we spoke about this like 2 weeks ago, the last chapter that we gave. Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan, Spekter, Zechron Lufrach. Yitzchak Elchanan has the following Gevard about Heter Mechira. Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan says, one second, we're going to say that Yesh Kinyin on Drabbanan's name and Dairaisas. Ready? Amiril Nachri B'Sha'ari Surim, Bova Metzia Daf Tzadi, it's a suffix. Is there an Isra of Amir al-Nakhri only on Shabbos? Does this Amir al-Nakhri apply by Shari Surim also? But it's suffering above Mitzvah Daf Tzadi, correct? Even if it does apply, it's only Drabbanan. Says Rav Yitzchak Elchanan Spekter, ready? Therefore, sell the land to a Goy and have Goyim work the land for you. If the Goyim are working the land for you, in the worst case scenario, it's only Drabbanan. If it's only Drabbanan, right? In other words, even if there is Kedush HaSaris, but the Goy is working the land, for the Goyim, worst case, it's Amir al-Nakhri. Amir l'nachri, it's drabbanon. So by drabbanon, it's a yesh kinyin l'hafkiya. That's Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan's point. Comes along with Moshe Kliris, who was the Rav in Tveria, who wrote a Sefer Torah Ta'aretz. Right? And Moshe Kliris says, no. Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan, you made a mistake. Because there's it's a din on the karka. There's a din, like we spoke about 2 weeks ago. If it's a din on the karka, din on the gafra, so there's a din, and it's a diraisa, like we saw the Maharshal in that Toysis on Bava Metzia Daf Tzadi. Maharshal said that Miralo Nachmiyang Shemitah is the oraisa because of Shabbat Ta'aret. So basically, what we have analyzed tonight is a broad overview of how Heter Mechira works. The real way it works is because we assume Yesh Kinyin on Drabbanans. How do we get to the point that Shemitah is Drabbanan? A few possibilities. Lamaisa, that's what there is to say about Heter Mechira. Rav Soloveitchik was not a fan of the Heter Mechira, no? For the following reason. In fact, the OU, I think, does not hold the Heter Mechira because the Rav didn't believe in it, no? But the Rav felt that Eretz Yisrael used to have bailos of individual yidden.
In other words, the nafka middle halach is they answer payros shvius.
You have to treat it with kedusha.
Right.
Again, we'll have to talk about that probably in a subsequent chabura about if it's payros hakum, do you have to treat it with kedusha shvius or not? So machlokas in the beis yosef and the mabet. We'll have to discuss that. But the Rav basically said that during bayis rishon there was kedusha for the entire country. And during Bayis Rishon, individual Jews had property. Bayis Sheni, not everyone came back. Bayis Sheni, there's no kibush v'chiluk. The land isn't divided up. That means that the bialos becomes a bialos of Klal Yisrael. It's not individual bialos of Bayis Sheni. If it's not individual bialos, so he says there's no right to sell the land. An individual could sell stuff. But if it's karka le'umi, if it's national land, so you can't sell it at all. So therefore, Rav Shechter quotes this in the Nefesh HaRav on page Pei Beis. Therefore, there's no Heter Mechira. It can't work. Because you're not the Bailam. The land is owned by Klal Yisrael, and therefore you can't sell the land at all. Now, the Rabbanut Tainas, that no, they are representing all of Klal Yisrael when they sell the land. We'll have to discuss this next time we learn, probably, in terms of how the sale actually works. But basically, it's based on Yesh Kinyin La'akin La'achia, which we'll say on Drabbanans. How do we get to being Drabbanans? So we have Sefer HaTruma and Rashi. We have the Mahalach that's Drabbanan just because there's no Yovel. That might not help us, according to the Beis HaLevi. But then we have Reb Chaim's fancy Mahalach, that Eretz Yisrael lacks Kedusha for purposes of Shemitah, that's that Mahalach. And then we say Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan says, that's Drabbanan only because we're using Amir al-Nakhri, but if you hold of Shabbat Ha'aretz literally, so that won't help.
It's a din on the karka.
There's a lot more to say, but this is just the intro to Heter Mechira. Thank you for coming.
Go ahead.